I think the call clearly shows that either the organization is unable to really have its words bound by using limited legitimate force to get Laurent Gbagbo out of office, or on the other hand, it still sees the need to perhaps expand the horizon by involving the United Nations organization as critical in ensuring that a more peaceful methodology is adopted in the transition of power in Cote d'Ivoire. So the call by President Jonathan, in my view, exposes once again the inherent weaknesses that organizations such as ECOWAS on one hand, and on the other hand, the failure of African leaders themselves to be able to assert their authority at very crucial and critical moments such as the one we find ourselves in today.
As you said, Professor, ECOWAS had previously threatened military action if the Ivory Coast incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo did not relinquish power. In a sense, can we say that President Jonathan, or Nigeria, has not been effective in mustering the consensus within ECOWAS? Because let's say Nigeria is the powerful country, I would say, in ECOWAS.
I think in some respect, it can be interpreted as a manifestation of failure on the part of leadership role that Nigeria ought to play in this case. So, yes, to some reasonable extent, one would say that the leadership in Nigeria has been unable to carry along or convincingly perhaps put the issue straightforward to the president of both Ghana, Liberia, and whichever country for that matter is opposed to military action in Ivory Coast on why the necessity of military action in the event that negotiation fails. But then in this case, the crisis in Ivory Coast continuously getting worse. We see massive human casualty. We see the level of the exodus that's happening. So the earlier this matter is decisively dealt with by ECOWAS, then the better for those countries that are still asking for gradualism and maybe consensus building in the resolution of the crisis in Ivory Coast.
Do you think we are seeing some kind of hesitancy on the part of Nigeria when it comes to Ivory Coast, perhaps because of domestic political reasons? As you know, President Jonathan is facing re-election coming April.
The internal political development within Nigeria could be a fundamental factor as to why President Jonathan perhaps might not want to deploy troops and materials to fight the battle in Ivory Coast. If he deploys troops now, it will be another political minus on his part, because it will require also deployment of tremendous resources. And what we hear every day is that the Nigerian government is broke.